Hello.
All right, can you hear me now?
Hey, there you are.
Oh, goody.
What happened?
I have no fucking clue.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. You all rested from our MegaCon trip?
I am.
So I guess everybody needs to go to Facebook and YouTube and look up our cosplay music video that we did.
Because it's awesome.
I know that we talked about it on the wrap up, but We came up with the idea on Saturday as we were leaving the con and had a couple hours to put it together. So take a look, pass it around. We're trying to see how many views we can get. If you have cosplay friends, send it to them. We did have a couple of, we had one, at least one guy that's in the video liked it on Facebook. Did you see that, John?
I did, because that's the group, isn't it?
No, it was the dude that was kind of floating in the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he found it on Facebook, I guess, and he gave it a big thumbs up, so.
Like the one character you would think you would never make connections with?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Nice.
But yeah, everybody should go watch it. You don't have to like it. Just watch it. Just give us views. That's all we're asking for.
Just keep clicking on it. That's all we ask.
I don't think that works anymore.
Oh.
I think it's like, what do they call it? It's unique visits.
Oh.
So
well, get on as many computers as you can.
Yes. Yes. There was an interesting thing that happened when I posted it.
Uh-oh.
Of course, it's got a copyrighted song in it. So I made sure in the description to put, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yep.
We don't own the rights to the song, blah, blah, blah. And YouTube is really good at scanning files and finding copyrighted work.
Yep.
So I got a thing through YouTube saying that the representatives from Blue Swede had seen the copyright match.
Yeah.
And would allow us to use the song if we allowed advertising in the video.
For Blue Swede?
Well, no, it's not.
Or
it's
Blue
not,
Swede gets.
Blue Swede gets whatever gets made off of the, like when the little advertising thing pops up at the bottom.
Okay.
If people click on that, we don't get that money. It goes to Blue Swede. And I was like, yes. I was like, absolutely. So I thought we were going to get taken down because it's always a crapshoot with YouTube. When I put up Harley and Selena, I had to justify that I had bought the music in the video.
Right.
So as soon as I saw like the representatives of Blue Swede have been made aware of the match, I was like, ah, oh, son of a bitch.
But they like the video?
I don't think they saw it.
I think
if I had said, no, they can't have that advertising money, then I would have gotten something that said, well, you need to take the video down. But anyway.
I would say, hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
So we're going to plan a big thing next year.
A big thing.
Big thing.
Huge blowout.
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
But in the meantime.
In the meantime, everybody go and click on it. Click your hearts out. Click your brains out. So this was a big week for Nerdom besides us getting up our cosplay video.
Why, whatever could you mean?
A long-awaited, actually two long-awaited trailers have come out this week. Let's start with the one that we will probably talk the least about. Did you see the Batman versus Superman trailer?
I did.
What did you think?
It's very dark.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what they're trying to do, but I guess it's how people today would react to something like that. That
yes.
situation.
Yes. It's very non-comic book-ish. It's very like you said, it's
very isolationist.
It's very much how the world would react if there was actually a guy that could fly. Starts out on this big epic. Well, it starts out on these voiceovers, which I kind of like the way that they put them together. Because as they hit certain words and other voices come in, and like, I think when somebody says a man, that you hear somebody else say alien. And we get to hear Lex Luthor for the first time, and you get this big, gigantic shot of coming up to a statue, which turns out to be of Superman and False God written on his chest. You see these flashes of people bowing to Superman, and like having there's a shot where all their faces are painted like Day of the Dead, and they're all kind of reaching for Superman, uh-huh. like very cool imagery. And then all the Batman stuff. And I gotta say, like, I'm very impressed how Ben Affleck looks as Batman.
Look.
Yeah.
New toupee. Which kind of surprised me, because he usually wears that same one with it all slipped back, but I mean, that's a good rug. I don't know where he went for it. You know, maybe Persia.
Wait, what are you talking about? You talking about Affleck?
Ben Affleck's rug.
Oh.
Yeah, it's new toupee.
I didn't realize you wore a toupee.
Where have you been?
I don't know. We get some quick shots of what looks like the Batwing and the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
We get Batman standing on top of a tower, some kind of tower, holding what looks like a rifle with a big scope on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that works, since Batman doesn't normally use guns. But whatever. And then we get the Batfleck voice. What'd you think of the voice?
Yes. It's he's trying to be Christian Bale, not Batman.
Well, you know, I think they're going the route that that Arrow goes, and like they're using
the voice distorted so that you don't know who the real person is.
Yes, and I kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah.
I kind of like that. I didn't like it at first, but the more that I've watched it, I kind of dig the robotic version of the voice. So I'm okay. Now interested in this movie. I wasn't so much before.
And just in case you're interested, but now? Apparently he's been wearing a toupee since before Good Will Hunting.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
That's according to PlasticSurgeryStar.com. Or if you go to BaldingCelebrities.com. Yeah, they're saying that his hairline is too straight to actually not be a wig.
Really? I had no idea. I don't know. You only get one shot of him, though, with outside of the batsuit.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's been one of those rumors for forever.
Do they have any pictures of him without the toupee?
No.
No?
No. They just have random pictures that possibly prove it's a toupee.
We talk about the most hard-hitting
Don't
stories.
Don't we? This is important. This is news.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he got hair plugs. Whatever. Anyway.
I don't know. He's got a very odd hairline. So there you go. So that's the important things we have to talk about.
Yeah. So along with that, we also got probably the trailer that most sci-fi nerds have been waiting for, with the new Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer.
Yes.
What was your thoughts on this one?
I really am getting excited for this movie.
Yeah.
I think this movie trailer really, really plays to the older Star Wars fan and not like the new audience they're trying to bring in.
Okay.
You know, one of the first shots you see is that Star Destroyer that's kind of wrecked on the planet.
Uh-huh.
And then you see like the melted Darth Vader head.
Yep.
And, you know, that's all really cool. Then you see like R2 and the cloaked figure putting his robotic hand on it.
Which has got to be Luke, right?
It's got to be. Oh, it's got to be. And the close-up of the lightsaber being handed over, I mean, that's so obvious that that's Luke's lightsaber.
Yeah.
So, here we go. The planet of Jakku.
So, apparently the rumors that they find his lightsaber stuck in the sand somewhere is looking to be more and more plausible.
Yeah.
Let's start with the shot of Darth Vader's helmet, though.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a really interesting choice that somebody kept it. Like, Luke burned his father's body, and then apparently took the helmet? Is that what we're thinking? Or somebody came to Endor?
I'm wondering if they found it on Endor after the... after the Viking.
So it's real apparent that the
Empire... who else would have saved it? You think Leia saved it as a souvenir of her dad? I want something to remember him by. Well, here, take his skull.
Yes.
He won't be needing it.
Yeah, so apparently his skull is burned out of it.
One would hope. Doesn't look to be oozing, so...
So, it's really apparent that the Battle of Endor did not end the Empire.
That's right.
They still seem to be fully intact. They seem to have advanced their ships and their armor, even though the X-Wing or the TIE fighters still look very, very much the same.
From what we've seen,
they've pretty much reversed the colors on them, and that's it.
Right.
But I mean, the Rebellion is still flying X-Wings. They still have the Rebellion symbol on all their stuff. There's that great shot of the X-Wings taken off out of the water or near the water or whatever.
Over the lake.
Yeah. And Jason Isaacs shouting woohoo. Which I
Jason
guess is
Isaacs.
A...
isn't Oscar that Isaacs.
That is? Oscar Isaacs.
Jason Isaacs isn't in this. But he is a voice on Rebels. But he was killed.
You never
so
know.
I don't know if he'll be back.
So we get some cool shots of the new bad guy and his red lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying it looks very much like one of the characters from a video game.
Possibly.
There's that really cool shot of all the stormtroopers turning around when they're like on that snow planet.
Yep.
And there's somebody up on the thing talking to them.
And there's some kind of new logo there.
Yes.
That's not your father's logo.
That's not the, no.
It's not your father's empire. This is your empire.
There's a really cool shot of a TIE fighter taking off and firing on the troopers in a like a landing bay with a stormtrooper flying up in the air as he gets like taken out, which is really fucking cool. Everybody's favorite black stormtrooper is back to, I guess, cause
is
more
he
controversy.
Everybody's favorite black gun?
He is the guy that,
or is he the only black stormtrooper?
No, there's got to be more than one.
Oh, left this one in the cloning chamber too long. He's overcooked.
They're not clones now.
I know. Now, did you see the live reveal from Celebration in California?
No.
Because at the panel in California, they brought out, what's the new robot's name? 2BB, BB2, B2B?
BB8?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a real freaking robot.
Yes, it's a practical robot.
And there's a consumer version of this robot that you'll be able to buy at some point.
Really?
But this thing really, it is not enhanced with digital imagery. It is as you see it, the bottom ball rolls while the head stays in place.
See, I had read that it's genuinely like a practical robot, but there is something that connects the head to the body.
That they
digitally took out for the first trailer or something.
Well,
I don't know.
You saw this thing roll out on stage just as you see it rolling in the movie trailers. And there were video of this thing and some schematics that were shown on some of the websites that showed the consumer version of it, not the version that's in the film, but there's that there's some sort of magnet that keeps the head in place.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's polarized in the proper way that it will always stay in that position, but it's pretty damn cool.
You gonna get one?
Not. I don't know. I don't know what I would use it for. That's the only problem.
Let's see. Does this tell you how it works?
I don't know. Got it?
I don't know. Hang on. Ball's obviously a giant remote control robot puppet, very much like the one called Sphero. Oh, come on. Oh, it's fucking internet.
I'm sorry. You've exhausted bandwidth for the book.
Yeah. Well, you kept breaking up when you said that, so.
Great.
We finally figured out the whole dropping out thing. And now this shit.
See?
Hang on. Jesus Christ, what is going on? Oh my God. Oh, leave the fucking page. Okay. God damn it.
Relax. Breathe in.
No. Nobody wants to hear this shit. Oh, now I gotta go find where I was. Oh, that's the YouTube one. So it's on YouTube if anybody wants to watch them roll out. Okay, Hackaday. Let's see if this will do it. John is furiously typing. As I'm waiting for this to
work. Just leaving somebody a comment.
Let's see. John, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
So
the button.
More?
No, you just keep cutting out.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, so according to this diagram. If it'll ever fucking come up, come on. Why can't things just
it's
be
exactly as I told you?
Instamatic.
It's basically a Segway. It's got a gyroscope for balance.
Yeah, so it's got wheels that actually propel the ball forward, like inside.
It's like a hamster ball.
Yes.
It's and a hamster ball paired with a Segway.
There is an arm that comes up to the top that's got a giant magnet on it that keeps the head linked. Okay.
How does the ball revolve around the arm? Is it split in half? Like a yo-yo?
No, it's a full ball, and the wheels decide which way it's rolling.
Uh-huh.
And the arm that comes up inside of it never touches the edge of it.
Okay.
And the magnet has wheels that ride on the inside of the ball at the top.
Uh-huh.
So that's always in contact with the ball, no matter which way it's rolling.
Okay.
And then the head sits on top through magnetism, and it looks like that's got little balls or little wheels on it too. So it doesn't float. It rides on the ball, but it's kept there with the magnets, which is amazing.
Okay.
So, now that we know that.
Yes.
But back to the trailer. We get shots of a new Star Destroyer. We get shots of a Silver Trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Which they spent a whole lot of time on, but no information on who he is.
Right.
You get quick shots of the chick and the black dude.
Yep.
Then you get the Millennium Falcon flying into what looks like a Super Star Destroyer engine.
Yep.
And then a JJ camera move where it kind of zooms in.
Uh-huh.
Get a new shot of the new TIE fighter pilot.
Yep.
And then the big money shot of the whole thing is...
Chewie, we're home. And that's the movie. So thanks for your money. And we'll see you next year when we come out with another trailer.
Yeah. There's something weird with Chewie. And I can't figure out what it is. I think it's his eyes.
Really?
You can't really see his eyes in the shot.
He looks Chinese. Yes, I see exact what.
But like, you know, like in the original movies, you could see Chewie's blue eyes. And
you want me to drop a note to Peter and see what he has to say about it?
Yes, I do. Can you get him online right now?
Can I get him? Yeah, let me see. Let me see if he's around. Where are you, Peter? Or even Angie.
Yeah, get Angie.
Angie responds faster. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, so Han Solo and Chewie are the only two that we really see that get any real FaceTime from the original cast.
Right. But compared to the last time,
where you got like two shots of people and mm-hmm. a shot of the Millennium Falcon, you know, this is definitely better. I really enjoyed it. I hope that it's not another 4 months before we see something else.
Yes. But
I'm not gonna cry if that's the case.
And you know, another just so you know, uh-huh. The actor who played Wedge, Dennis Lawson,
yeah.
They asked him to be in the movie, but he said no because it just would have bored me.
Well, you know.
Well, F you. You survived all three of the trilogy, and you're too... I mean, just think of the money from the new action figure alone that you could retire on.
Well,
you're an idiot.
He doesn't want to do that, John.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What's he doing?
Well, let's go to IMDb and check it out.
You know who his nephew is, though, right? Do you know who his nephew is?
John Ratzenberger?
No. His nephew is Ewan McGregor.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's a family photo. well, actually, he's in a TV series called new tricks that he's been on for the past 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And he played Willy in the Wee Man back.
But he's never stopped working. Oh. Please stand by while John composes himself. John, are you there? John. Okay, so he doesn't... He never stopped working, though.
No, he did not.
He's not one of those that was just like, hey, I'm going to ride the Star Wars coattails.
True. True. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
And in other news, did you hear the big article about marriage equality?
No.
Apparently, a 7-year-old wrote a letter to George Lucas.
Yeah.
And said, "Dear George Lucas, I don't like that a Jedi cannot get married. I want to get married without becoming a Sith. Please change the rules. P.S. I want to come to Skywalker Ranch, please. Love, Colin."
Did it work? Is he getting to go to Skywalker Ranch?
Well, apparently, so. Back to him.
Yeah.
And told him that Jedi could get married. Oh, isn't that nice? Wouldn't it always be that easy?
Yes.
That'd be so good. You just, you know, write George Lucas, hey, I want to get married. Okay, get married. And it's done.
There you go. George is the keeper of all marriage equality.
Well, he's got to do something. I mean, his, you know, new wife probably wants him out of the damn house at this point. But yeah, I need to do something. Go do something. Get a hobby. Go build a wood shop.
Why don't you go make a short film? Nothing major.
Is there a convention you could go to?
Take a camera, go out back into the backwoods, and just go film something.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's going to piss off all his neighbors by giving away all his land and making it low-income housing.
Yeah, right?
That's what he's doing.
I know. Good for him.
Yeah, sure.
Good for him. It's exciting.
Yeah.
So you didn't watch any of the live feed from Celebration?
No, I didn't. I never got a chance because I was so busy at work that when all the cool stuff was going on, I couldn't
get away.
I couldn't justify pulling in the live bandwidth on my work computer.
I was surprised at how well the feed did.
Yeah.
Because I was on crappy guest Wi-Fi where I happened to be that day.
Uh-huh.
And it did not cut out once.
Wow.
And dear God, somebody has got to put Vaseline on the lens if they're going to photograph Carrie Fisher. She's becoming closer and closer to crazy cat lady.
Oh, is she that bad now?
Poor thing. She, ooh. Yeah.
I am very surprised that they rolled out the trailer on Friday.
Why is that?
Wouldn't they
would have made it until...
Wouldn't that be the big closing?
Well, yeah, but I think Sunday is a kind of off day.
I don't know. It was one of those things like they kept saying, "Oh, they're going to debut the new trailer at Celebration and you know, it's going to be, it'll come out shortly after that." So I was like, all right, they're going to wait until at least Saturday or Sunday.
Right off the bat.
And they do it right off the bat. And it's like, where do you go from there? Like, that's the big friggin' reveal of the whole thing.
And they also revealed the big new video game that same day, Battlefront.
Yeah. Yep.
So you think they blew their wad too soon?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure what the whole plan was as far as like announcements and panels, and were they getting the trailer out of the way so that they could do panels, or who knows? But
I think that would have overshadowed the entire event if everybody just kept asking about the damn trailer. I think that if they did it up front and got it over with and here you go, and then you're done. You know, Mark and Carrie can go take pictures with people to pee. There you go.
There you go. The picture
is going to be. Carrie's going to be at a con in Tampa soon.
Oh, you should go.
Yeah, no.
There's
She's
a picture
charging
on...
$75 for a photo or autograph.
Jesus Christ.
No, Carrie Fisher.
On
Jesus
IGN...
Christ would be worth $75.
No.
No?
No. On IGN, there is a picture of her during her panel where she's sitting on the stage floor barefoot with a dog.
Yes.
And
her dog
James,
was supposedly a big hit.
James Arnold Taylor is standing above her.
Well, so what else is new?
Yeah. It said only moments later was she taking an onstage selfie with another fan and then suddenly
and
engaging in a full-on kiss with him.
Yes. And while she was macking him, he still kept taking pictures.
There's her rolling on the stage with James Arnold Taylor.
Yeah, she's classy.
Yeah, I guess.
My friend Roxy the Rancor got a lot of good press, so that's good.
Well, there you go. Did any of the big stars come and take pictures with it?
JJ did.
JJ did?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm just taking a look at all the pictures. Somebody needs to buy bigger shirts for Mark Hamill.
Yeah, his daughter was trying.
He's wearing a shirt that looks like they had to probably like stand on his stomach to button.
Yeah, is he like rolling over it?
Yeah.
Out of it?
Yeah. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Poor
guy.
There
you go. Yeah.
It's nice to see that they actually built Stormtrooper armor.
So, but you got to understand that Mark Hamill is now your forgetful grandfather.
Yes. Yes, he is.
In all honesty, that's who he is. So they're just hoping he doesn't crap himself on stage.
There were stories that I read about when he was filming his part on Flash, where he just goes into all these stories and they're like, we gotta shoot.
That is, I can tell you firsthand that is exactly how he is. From my experience, we had a lengthy conversation about marriage in Hollywood and the tragedy of Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman getting divorced. I swear to God. Went on for a good 25, 30 minutes.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently they were like, yeah, we got like a deadline we got to hit.
Yeah.
So if you could just say your lines, that would be great.
I mean, you could put him on a stage and just let people file in over the course of the weekend and he would talk for 72 hours. And he's got great stories.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy remembers the name of the technician who hung him upside down in the Wampa Cave.
Do you sure he remembers, or is he just saying, well, you know, if I put a name to it, it makes it even better?
Maybe he's just making shit up. At this point, he's just making shit up. It's like, yes, actually, George and I built the first lightsaber out of Play-Doh parts. We had one of those Play-Doh Fun Factory hair salons, and we built the first lightsabers. It was incredible.
There you go.
That could be it. That could really be it. Maybe he doesn't know anymore. But, yeah, Carrie's kind of whack.
Yeah, she doesn't look like... She looks like she's absolutely fucking nuts, and like...
Well, she is.
Like, if I was the dude that like wanted to make out with her, I'd really be like questioning myself.
If you're looking at the top photo on IGN in the article,
yeah,
She looks like Betty Davis at the end of her career. I mean, it's kind of frightening. The hair's all out of place, and she's got those big Botox lips and the crayon eyebrows that most Latina women do when they get that age.
Like at the restaurant where
So,
we ate that one night in Orlando.
exactly. Si, senor.
Yeah, her and her derpy dog. Oh, man.
I mean, I would love to meet Debbie Reynolds and just talk to her about her daughter.
I mean, I
Because
gotta.
when Carrie had her talk show, which ran like four episodes on, I think it was Oxygen.
Okay.
She did an episode with George Lucas. She did
Yeah.
an episode with her mother, and the episode with her mother was hilarious. Because, I mean, Debbie Reynolds is old Hollywood, you know, singing in the rain, all that kind of crap. And Debbie's version of Carrie's life is very different from Carrie's version of her life. Because Carrie says that Debbie's version has every segment ending with her being taken away in an ambulance because of an overdose or something.
Right.
And yeah, it's just funny. It's whack.
I mean, yeah, it's sad.
See, there's a you go
I
back to Johnny Carson.
yeah.
You just get out when you're on top, and that's it. Walk away.
But then
Walk
she
away. Do not appear on Celebrity The Price is Rice.
would have had to have walked away in 1984.
Was that after Under the Rainbow?
No, yes.
Okay.
Yes. That
Well,
was
that would have been
after
a good
Return of
time.
the Jedi. But, you know,
Yes.
they would have pulled her back out for this anyway.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
But if she thought that she was better in the past, so to speak, that she would stay away?
You don't think that Disney
Because I
was
hate to
like.
tell you, because I'm not going to be doing this podcast when I'm 65.
You hear that, folks? Only a year left. but you don't think that Disney, once they bought Lucas and decided that they were going to do this and they were going to include the original cast, didn't back up three truckfuls of money to Hamill, Ford, and her front door saying, "We need you back."
I don't know.
Now, I'm sure that the one for
Because it was
Harrison Ford was
Abrams.
bigger.
See, it was J.J. Abrams, though. I mean, J.J. could have gotten away with a cameo by Luke Skywalker, and that would have been it. Like, here's a quick little cutaway to, Luke at the command center, and everybody like, oh my God, did you see Luke Skywalker? And that's it.
But he's really good about respecting the lineage.
The lineage.
Well, look what he did for Star Trek.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yes.
he took the character that fit the story and got Leonard Nimoy, who had retired, to come out of retirement for one movie and one cameo, and
Right.
you know, he was able to do that because he respected who came before. And being that he's a bigger Star Wars fan than Star Trek fan, I'm sure it was his dream to work with all three of these people.
Sure.
Because you could get away with somebody else in Chewbacca, somebody else in C-3PO.
Oh, don't say that.
You could. But you can't get away with somebody else being Princess Leia.
Really?
Or Queen Leia, or whatever the fuck she is in this movie.
Housewife Leia.
Wouldn't that be great if like the opening crawl was like, it's been 30 years since the Battle of Endor. Our heroes have scattered to the wind. Leia has taken up a position as a mother and has felt that she's done her bit for the galaxy, and it opens up and she's laying on like her space couch with like space bonbons.
Meanwhile, you see Lando sneaking out the back door.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'd like that.
I mean, it's not like she, she looks anywhere close that she did in that gold bikini.
I never will again.
No.
Thank God they didn't try to shoehorn her back into that.
I mean, I feel like they probably went and said, you need to get into better shape.
Oh, I'm sure they said trainers to all of them.
And send trainer to her and
Hamill. As a matter of fact,
Hamill.
They did send trainers to all of them.
Even Harrison Ford? Because he was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, but they just wanted to make sure he wasn't going to drop dead. Little did they know he was going to fly
crash
a plane
his airplane?
Into a golf course. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah, but she looks like since they've stopped filming that she's like just gone back to her whatever ways there was. I think it's a telling thing that we haven't seen her on set yet.
Yeah.
Because maybe her thing truly is a cameo of like you see her for 5 minutes and then she's gone.
Oh, you're giving her a longer cameo than I would have.
Well, they had to explain, you know, the lightsaber and why she has it, and then she'll be like, you have to go find my brother.
Why does she have the lightsaber?
Well,
I thought she had the melted Vader helmet. He got the lightsaber. They fought over it, actually.
Well, it's female hands being handed the lightsaber, so.
But you don't think that's Daisy Ridley?
No.
Oh.
No, I think that's her. I think if what's been reported as the story is true, nobody's seen Luke for a long time.
Right.
So they go to the one person who they know might know where he is, and that would be her.
It's batshit crazy sister.
It's batshit crazy sister.
Oh, that's nice.
With the fucked up lips.
Yes.
Because even the pictures of her where she looks kind of together. Like,
yeah.
there's a picture of her in a blue outfit with a black, like a black blazer over it. Well, it looks like she spilled something on herself.
Drool.
Have you seen that picture?
No, I have not.
Here, wait a minute. Let me send it to you. She looks better. She looks like she's more together. 404 not found. Come on. Really? She looks more put together, but she's still got them crazy ass like collagen lips. Here, see if that one works.
The baby to slurp you with.
And tell me in that picture if she did not spill something on herself. She looks almost pregnant in this picture.
unless it's immaculate conception. Okay, I don't see the message.
You don't? It didn't pop up in the bottom?
No.
It didn't pop up in Skype?
Oh, there it is, way down there.
Oh, okay.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Your call is important to us.
I mean, it looks like somebody scared her while she was trying to drink something. Do you see it yet?
No. Clicked on it. Clicked on it again. Clicked on it again. Well, fine. Let me highlight it. Copy selection. Paste. Click. Go. Oh! That doesn't look like she spilled something. That looks like she's got a leak.
I mean, isn't that...
Oh, dear God. And she looks like a homeless person.
Why would you go out on the red carpet that way? Wouldn't you find something else for her? Button the sweater?
I bet the dog drooled on her.
Or pissed
on
her.
Look at that dog. Eh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Huh. That's great. All right. Way to go, Carrie. Woohoo.
Yeah, she's wacky.
Oh, that's what happened.
What?
Your link tried to open Firefox instead of opening it in Chrome.
Oh, whatever.
Which I'm getting increasingly fed up with.
Firefox or Chrome?
Chrome.
Why?
It just keeps crashing.
Oh.
I keep getting these stupid little blank pages that go, "Ah, snap, something went wrong." It's like, damn it.
So there you go. She's not all together, I guess.
Well, poor thing.
My brother-in-law went out to Celebration.
What?
Yeah.
The useless one? Or the blood one? Which one?
The
blood
one. You
gotta specify.
Wait.
The bloody one?
The bloody one. Wait. Who's the bloody
one?
The one who
it doesn't matter, does it? Because they both be non-blood.
The one who lives with his parents.
He went to Celebration?
Yes.
Well, when mommy and poppy are paying the bills.
Well, yeah. When you got no expenses, you can fly to California.
Must be nice.
Must be.
By himself?
I don't know. I don't know who we went with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's all I can say. Hmm.
So now there's really nothing to look forward to this week. I mean,
in terms of what? Life?
No, in terms of sci-fi stuff, in terms of nerdiness.
Did you watch last week's Arrow?
I did.
Oh my God, it got good. Oh my God, what happened? They got new writers or something.
It has been good for the past several weeks.
Yeah, but this one was like a flash good. I like the stupid humor that Brandon Routh brings to it.
Well, you know, nobody gives Stephen Amell credit for his deadpan delivery of stuff.
Are you sure that's deadpan delivery and just not bad acting?
No, I think he does that all the time where they were talking and he's like, maybe you two are related.
Eh.
Like, come on, that's funny. That's funny, John.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a little heartbroken that Arsenal's gone. Spoilers if anybody has not seen it.
Well, Arsenal's gone, but Arsenal's not dead like his girlfriend.
No.
I thought that twist was really well done because I was like, oh my God, they killed him.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, Mark Guggenheim had kept saying somebody's going to die.
Right.
Somebody, this is the end for one of our characters. Somebody's dead. And everybody was like, he trolls people on the internet all the time. So people were like, okay, whatever. Somebody's going to die, but they're not really going to be dead. So as soon as Roy gets stabbed in the prison and he's laying there, I'm like, that can't be his death scene. There's no way. Like,
right.
He goes out like that. And then he shows back up in the Arrow cave, Arrow lair, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, oh, okay, good. That was his thing. Okay, they killed him, quote unquote.
Right.
And then they kill Thea. And I was like, holy shit. Okay. Maybe that's who they were talking about.
I was really surprised. It's like, oh my God.
We have reached a point in superhero television where you can do shit like that and be unexpected and don't hang on to like your favorite characters because they may not survive. You know, I'm sure they're never going to kill Oliver Queen,
definitely.
But any of those people around him are now fair game. And same thing on the Arrow or on Flash. Like those secondary characters could go at any time. DC has done a really good job in this last half of these seasons of really ramping up the writing and ramping up the stories so that people are interested and people are talking about this. There was actually, I think it was CNN had a story on Colton Haynes leaving Arrow. And I was like, you'd never seen that like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But now everybody's interested. And I like that. I know you don't have streaming, but you should really find a way to watch Daredevil.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it.
I think you would really like it. It's done really, really well.
Good.
I'm trying to pace myself and not like just binge watch them all.
Uh-huh.
So I've been watching one a day.
Okay.
But they're really good.
Wow. Well, good.
Yeah. It's a great time to be a geek.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's amazing.
They said someday the geek will inherit the earth, and we are here. And it's a great time.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
I mean, you've got every comic book franchise that's either in production or has just put out a movie. There's a new Star Wars coming out. There's a new Batman coming out. They just announced that there's going to be a new Green Lantern.
Can't be any worse than the last one.
No, they're going to go with Jon Stewart in this one.
What?
Yeah, so it's going to be a black Green Lantern.
Oh, that Jon Stewart.
Not Jon Stewart, the TV host.
The middle-aged Jewish guy?
Yes. Yes, he's now going to be Green Lantern.
Killing me. I'm sorry, you should not be able to have a similar name to anybody else who's a celebrity until after they die.
Well, I don't know when they created Jon Stewart for the comic books, but I'm probably sure it was before Daily Show.
I'm just tickled by the thought of this old Jewish guy being Green Lantern. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to fight. Oy. My back hurts.
Oh. Nice. Lovely. Well, that's awesome.
So next year, we'll have Flash and Arrow on CW along with their third series.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have two shows running back-to-back of The Walking Dead.
Yep.
You'll have Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter, and then a third one on ABC, along with Netflix doing possibly a second season of Daredevil, Iron Fist, Black... what's the other guy's name? Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones, and then a Defenders movie. Like, if you don't like comic books or nerdy shit...
You should kill yourself.
You should really pick up a book. I wouldn't go as far as killing yourself, but
okay.
You should pick up a book and learn some of this stuff.
That's right. Educate yourself.
Well, because amazingly, I don't feel like it's too much. I don't feel like we've reached a point of saturation yet.
You want?
What?
You don't feel that we're going to get to the point of the Marvel NCIS?
No, I don't.
All of these shows take place at the same time? Okay, well, that's good.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're different enough from each other that, like, even with the CW stuff, they're hooking it all together so that the Arrow will show up on the other two shows and the Flash will show up on the other two shows. Like, they're going to bounce back and forth. And I feel like they can pretty much do whatever they want now. So to answer your question, no, I don't think we've reached a point of saturation yet.
No. But with all these new shows taking place, what do you think is going to happen to, like, the Murder, She Wrote fans? You know, do you think Castle is going to stay on the air that long?
No. I think what you end up getting is, I think there's always going to be a need for those types of shows, or at least an audience for those types of shows.
Yeah.
For some reason, people like police procedurals. Like, fucking Law and Order was on the air for 20 years.
Yes.
You know, all that shit. So I think that's always going to be there, but I think the capitalization of what's hot right now, I mean, we see it all the time. You see, like, Twilight's big, so you get, like, 10 vampire shows.
Right.
You know, it just happens that all these shows fall under the umbrella of two companies who really want to beat each other.
Mm-hmm.
So all you get now is really good shows because they're all trying to outdo each other. With the exception of Gotham. Gotham still hasn't taken off.
You don't think? Well, I think once it gets rid of Fish...
I think
they wrap this season and they figure out what the hell they're doing in terms of the, you know, the corrupt board of Wayne Enterprises, and when does Lucius Fox take Bruce Wayne under his wing, and, you know,
they need to send Bruce away to boarding school. Get him out of the fucking show. Let him run away with Selina Kyle for a while. I don't care.
It's the Batman show without Batman.
Oh, fuck me. I don't...
No.
I don't... This had such high hopes of being a show that was just about Gotham.
Right.
And being like... If it was a power struggle between Falcone and Maroni...
Uh-huh.
And... It was Jim Gordon dealing with the crime between those two families.
Right.
This would be a great show.
But
you're having to deal with the Penguin, and you're having to deal with Edward Nygma, who actually works for the police force. Like, none of this shit makes sense when Batman shows up.
No, and you still have to... Barbara, the lesbian ex-wife, whatever she is.
Yes.
Because at some point they have Batgirl.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. There's still things about it that I really like. And I don't know. I'm still willing to give it more of my time.
I mean, I'm confused about what time period this is, because they don't really have computers, but they all have cell phones.
Yeah, well...
And, you know, shit like that. I'm scratching my head going, pick a time frame and stick with it. Just go with the fact that this is the 70s. It's fine. But hold on to that.
Yeah. But I don't think it is. I think it's some kind of alternative reality, current day, that's evolved and just... something different than our world has evolved.
I mean, I guess that's fine if you're not going to attach it to anything else, which it looks like they're not going to do, but I don't know.
Until Penguin gets his variety hour and it's like the Gong Show, only the losers get killed.
I mean, and it's gotten to the point where, like, he used to be my favorite part of the show. Whenever Penguin,
yeah.
Like, and they've pulled back from him a lot where he's not really showing up and stuff. And it's like, I don't want to watch Fish Mooney, and I don't care about the fucking kid.
Right.
So just let's fucking look at something else. And like this whole thing this last week with the ogre.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand like they can't just jump into the rogues gallery, which they've already done. But fucking at least make up good characters.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is keep the costumed characters to a minimum until, you know, Bruce is old enough.
And that's fine, but don't make up Freak of the Week. Sit there and do like a crime story about those two crime families. Like, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you see Fast and the Furious is now over $1 billion?
And how much of that goes to Paul Walker's foundation?
I don't know.
Wasn't that part of the deal? Was it profits were going to go to his foundation?
Is it? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's sitting at $1.15 billion dollars in global sales.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Makes it the seventh highest grossing worldwide release in history. And it's closing in on number six.
Well, it's outpaced Paul Blart's sequel. So, you know, good for him.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show you that more people would rather go to see Paul Walker, who's dead, than fucking Kevin, what's his name? I can't even remember his fucking name now. Kevin...
The fat guy?
Yeah, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all fucked up. I mean, literally, they made 29... Furious 7 made $29 well, million. Dollars, and then Paul Blart made $24 million. So $24 million... figure half of that, so 12 million people actually went to that fucking movie.
Yeah.
That's so fucking sad. Monkey Kingdom, $4.7 million. That deserves more than Paul Blart.
Sure.
Whatever. Anyway.
No, I think that I would agree with that.
Okay.
But you're never gonna see Monkey Kingdom make that kind of money.
No. But it should. It's about monkeys. Everybody loves monkeys.
Lovable monkeys.
Dance, monkey, dance. See, it all comes back around. You got anything else for this week before you go off on vacation?
I do not.
No?
I do not.
Are you going to do a dance, monkey, dance meetup with your peeps back home?
Yes, but the location is going to be secret, so... You will receive an anonymous text that says, "Hey, we're at the Ale House. You should all come out."
There you go.
I won't tell you who it's from.
There you go. So if you want to get in touch with us, well, first of all, you should go check out our video before we get to the end stuff.
See it. Share it.
See it, share it. Yes, absolutely.
Make everybody you know watch it.
Yes. Come on, we want to shoot up past. We want to be one of the top videos on YouTube.
That's right. Damn it.
Damn it. So
should have filmed more boobs then.
I know. That's next year.
Okay.
Next year is the all boobs version.
Awesome. Lip syncing boobs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Carry on.
To Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
There you go.
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Go to the Facebook page. Tell all your friends about the video and shoot us to the top and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Chewie, we're home. Leia, get me a goddamn beer.